Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode.
Hey there, folks. Rob Allen here, co-CEO of the PeopleStack, where we help people, tech leaders just like you, grow your career into something that is fulfilling and powers the life you actually want to live. Today, in this episode, what I want to talk to you about is the buy or build paradox that we often get into, even when, as leadership, we're looking at whether in our organization, do we want to purchase an off-the-shelf solution from somewhere, or do we want to build our own with our own resources? Because, hey, when you work in software, why would you go and buy software? You've got the people who can make it, right? And there you find the core of the buy versus build debacle, because when you take the resources that build your product, that build the solutions for the problems that you are trying to solve, and you apply those resources instead to solve a different problem, a problem that is tertiary and runs maybe alongside, parallel, or within the problem you solve instead, those resources are now not available to go and deal with the actual challenge that the company is there to try and do. And so every time there's an opportunity for a new tool or an opportunity for a new solution to a problem, we run into this buy versus build question. And the real challenge, or the thing that makes building your own, which is often the wrong answer, so welcoming, is you have the skill set, or at least you believe you do. The organization believes it does. You have the best possible knowledge of what the problem space is and what a solved version of that problem looks like. And you figure it can't be that hard, right? I mean, it's just a small problem. And every single time in my career that the buy versus build challenge has come up and we've decided to go with the build, it's taken us longer. We've ended up with a worse solution than what was off the shelf because of all of the ancillary things we didn't think about, not living in that space predominantly. And it ended up being phenomenally more expensive in terms of time, resources, and yes, capital than anyone ever anticipated. And the reason I'm bringing that up right now is because as people who work in software, we deal with the tip of the spear of folks who are at the top of their game intellectually. Absolutely brilliant minds. And every single one of these minds is hell-bent on solving problems. And when you start to see your career as a complex set of problems, as a complex set of challenges to be ironed out, edge cases to be designed against, and different areas that you're able to try and see that as just another project. There's value in applying that model to it. There's value in seeing your career in that light. And I'll talk about that in a moment. But it also brings in the buy versus build. You're an intellectual, intelligent, powerful person who's used to solving problems. And that leads to a couple of different things in this space. For many folks, it leads to shame because maybe I'm not as smart as I thought I was if I'm not able to solve this problem. And it seems like such a simple problem because people who are not as smart as me have solved it. They've gotten ahead. They've gotten further into their careers. They've gone to places I haven't. So maybe there is something I'm missing. Maybe I'm not as smart as I think I am. So that's one set of folk. Another is, well, I just haven't put the time and effort into it. And, you know, when I decide I'm going to put my mind into making my career a priority, into making my life and the quality of the life that I have, then I'm able to deliver for my family and with my family and enjoy with my family. When I make those a priority, I'll be able to figure it out. No problem. That's the second group of folks. And then the third group of folks are like, you know, I'm working 90 to 100 hours a week. I am at my wit's end. I haven't slept 8 hours since college, maybe not even then. I don't remember what my kids look like because, you know, even though I'm work from home, I'm sequestered in my little crawl space of an office right now. And they've grown 4 inches since the beginning of the pandemic, and I don't know what to do. No way in hell am I going to be able to carve out time to figure out how to fix this. I've got reports due. And that's the third class of folks that we work with. And the fact of the matter is, every single one of those people are both right and wrong at the same time. And they approach this, it comes to the buy and build question, buy or build question. If they decide to stop what they're doing and build their career, build the life that they want. A lot of times this can look like retiring early from a hard-charging, fast-paced, difficult life and buying a farm, literally buying a farm, not the metaphorical dying version, but literally buying a farm in upstate New York or Vermont or one of those quieter places out west. And that's a thing it can look like. You decide to disconnect from it all and start fresh, start over from scratch in a place that you think should be less challenging or at least less harrowing. For some people it works, for some people, for most, it doesn't. And as somebody who sells a solution for making sure that you're able to get the most out of your life, clearly I'm biased, yes. So are the people that are selling you the solutions for work. When you need to train up a whole bunch of new folk, you turn to companies like, well, the one I'm wearing a t-shirt for, Launch Academy. They train new developers. That's not something most businesses want to take the time to do. They want them already to know how to do their work and just hire them in. Or you want a new analytics platform. There are dozens out there. You just got to go grab one and then implement it. Hell, even implementing it is sometimes too much work. So forget trying to build a new analytics platform off from the ground up. And frankly, if I had a penny, every time someone decided that e-commerce isn't that hard, they can just build their own order management, payment management, returns, customer support, search, Well, I would be far wealthier than most people because those are hard problems. And so is your career because you're brilliant. And even with all of your brilliance, your career is not where you want it to be. Even with all of your best intentions, your career is not where you want it to be. And you can either take that as a personal affront that you somehow failed to do this complex, challenging thing, that somehow through all of your years of not learning about how that worked, you missed something. You can take that on yourself. You can put that onto your shoulders along with all of the other baggage that you're living and dealing with. Or you can reach out to the experts. You can reach out to the people who spent the better part of the last 20 years preparing to answer this exact challenge. The people who have focused on this exact problem, the people who have dissected this and made it their life's work to make the world better for people who want to improve themselves, for people who want to live their dreams, live their passions, to tackle the problems and use that superpowered intellect that they have to solve problems that are important to them and have everything else handled. You know, we were talking with one of our clients recently, and when we're talking about what he can do for, you know, his ideal job, for his dream job, he started to list all of the things he was capable of doing. And it took me a moment, and I interrupted him and said, you know, I can flip a hamburger like it's nobody's business. I can sweep a floor pretty damn well. There are a lot of things I'm capable of doing. There are a lot of skills, even in my tech stack, that I can hand on. If I ever see the inside of a SharePoint server again, I'm going to scream no. So that's not something I'm ever going to do again. It's a part of the skill set I have, but it's not something I'm ever wanting to leverage again. And while interviewing, maybe something you've done before and you have the capability of doing, while negotiating is something you're capable of doing, are these really things that you want to do? Are these really the problems you want to solve for yourself? Is time management the thing you want to focus all of your intellect on? Is improving the day job aspect of your life so that that one third of your world is handled, and then the other two thirds, which are typically occupied by family, fun, and sleep, are, you know, is that really where you want to focus? And that's the question that you really need to ask yourself when it comes to buy versus build for you and your career. Will you be able to learn all of the things that we've already figured out? Will you be able to figure out how to optimize for yourself in your career? Possibly. You're brilliant. I got to offer the possibility there. But what's it going to cost you in terms of time, materials, and budget? Do you have that time? Do you have that budget? Do you have those materials there to just spend? We talked a couple of episodes ago about how time is the most precious thing, because once you spend it, you never get it back. What else are you going to spend in the pursuit of buy versus build? And frankly speaking, however deep you are into your career right now, I want you to pause. I want you to look back into the rear view just this one time. How much of that time did you spend optimizing for your life? How much of that time did you spend preparing yourself to live an idealized version? How are you going to shift that on a dime now for the go forward? When you do the calculus, you do the maths, and you figure out whether or not you're ready to make that choice of buy versus build, and you don't want to have to try and build it yourself, then give my team a call. Now, they may not offer you a solution. They may not offer you an opportunity to come and work with Jen and I. It's a distinct possibility. In fact, for all the people we talk to, better than 40% don't get invited to come in and work with us. And that's for a myriad of reasons. They could be not ready. They could be just the kind of folks that don't have the kind of challenges that we want to help solve. Or it could be that they're not ready to accept someone else's version of a solution. But whatever it is, when you talk to our people, when you talk to my team, they're going to talk to you about your career right now, what's working and what's not. And then they're going to talk about where you want to go. And if Jen and I can help you get there, they're going to tell you and show you how. And if we can't, they'll tell you that and they'll point you in the right direction for something that'll serve you better. So either way, your buy versus build challenge for your career will be answered. The next step is to book that call. Go ahead. It's simple. It's thepeoplestack.com/book. And when you go to there, you're going to see a variety of times on your calendar so that you can make that slot work. And I implore you, when you make that call, when you show up for that call, be ready for it to be one of the most transformative experiences of your career. Because when you suddenly see the future resolve in front of your eyes, when you suddenly see what your world can look like, you're not going to want to wait another moment to live that beautiful, wonderful version of yourself. And you're not going to want to spend the next 20 years trying to reverse engineer the whole thing in order to make sure that you can do that. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Get yourself started. Can't wait to see you guys there. Have a great day.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.